Hello, today we are meeting Tony from Canada and we'll be talking about nanotechnology and some other stuff connected with AI and secret technologies. Hello, Tony.
How are you doing?
Perfect. So let's start from the beginning. Who are you? Why are you interested in those kind of topics and this kind of stuff?
Just Tony Pantelaresco. I'm Canadian. Basically, I just go by the concept. I'm just a guy who knows some stuff. I do some YouTubes and do alternative health. Why I'm interested in nanotechnology is because we're all being poisoned by it at some level. We're all being activated at other levels. And it's in everything, and anything you can imagine, whether in food, supplements, vitamins, clothing, manufacture things, technology things, we're all being exposed. And it's causing a great deal of genetic damage. So that's one of the reasons why I'm interested in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what is nanotechnology? And maybe you know who produces that, who spreads this kind of stuff.
Nanotechnology basically is everything being done on a scale, on a subatomic level, in constructing or developing or even utilizing for conductivity of energy of all sorts, from light to sound to electromagnetic to anything you can imagine. Who's manufacturing it? It's a $2 trillion a year industry. Everybody in the world is involved. Japan, China, United States, Canada, all of Europe. Anybody's looking at any kind of developmental industry or whatever, even medically, is involved. So it's very pronounced. It's a technology that's never been tested initially. It's been out for at least 15 or 20 years. It's being tested in the last 3 years. I think primarily why it's being tested is because Brian396 and myself have brought it to the light and to the attention to the world, the nature and the dangers of the stuff. Even California is regulating legislation to ban it because it's so toxic. So we, in part, have a small contribution to getting it at least looked at properly to show and indicate the nature and the danger on a genetic level, on the mitochondrial level, on the DNA level, on the chromosomal level. It's one of the reasons, it's one of the main reasons, I think, why cancers in the world are so prevalent today. Once this was introduced into the food supply in the United States and Canada in 1960, the cancers, it literally exploded 10 years later. Autoimmune disorders exploded 10 years later. Your restless leg, your fibromyalgia, and all these other issues exploded 10 years later because initially they were using silica. And silica shuts down all cellular communication between cells. So it's very important everybody understands that when you're taking, for instance, iodine on a micron level, your body can use that and use it correctly in the proper physiological functionality of the body. You take it on a nano level, and it literally destroys your thyroid. It destroys you on an anatomical level. It has a completely different function, operates with different laws of physics than on a micron level. So it's very important everybody understands. When we're talking nanotechnology, we're not also talking size of the metal and the charge of the metal. We're also talking about the programmability of the metal. Each nanoparticle can hold up to a terabyte of data, which means you can control, you can make this thing do whatever you want it to do based on the programming you put into it. So this is a very, very, very important aspect that people have to understand. It's not just metallic material, it's not just a charged material, it's also a programmable material.
So it means that it can be programmable like water, yeah?
Anything. It can repair itself, it can replicate itself, it can assemble itself. It can bend, it can twist, it can contort. It can take the shape of anything you want it to look like. You can make it look like a bacteria. You can make it look like a fungi. You can make it look like a mold. You can make it look like an algae. That's called a mimetic. It can mimic anything you want it to look like. It can carry out any function you want it to do. You can incorporate XNA with nanotechnology, which can then incorporate and bind with your DNA. Because XNA can take a picture of your DNA, look exactly like your DNA, and then it can be implemented into your system and alter your programming, alter your DNA programming. So it's more than just a simple little metal that we're exposed to, or a simple little pollutant that we're exposed to. It's a program metallic biology that we're dealing with, and this is what makes it so dangerous.
Those red spots on your face are because of this, yes?
Because I've got devices and technology that I'm building for myself to expel this from my body, and it targets specific areas of the body, across your forehead, your temple, across your brow, in the pineal area here. I've released I don't know how many wires and fibers there, along the crest of your hair, behind your ear, under your ear, behind your neck. It tries to assemble and takes over your whole, basically your circuitry. It can be anywhere on your body, but it will target primarily in that region and in your lymphatic area around your heart and chest, down in your reproductive area, and then all across your legs. Your legs will have probably next to your head the most abundant stockpile of the assembly, because this is where the body pushes it away from the organs. If it can't expel it, if it can't lock it down, then it moves it as far away as it can from your system. And a lot of people have sore joints, sore hips, sore thighs, sore calves, sore ankles, because of the nano being stored down below.
So why you were targeted?
Oh, who knows, really? I mean, I can speculate on why. It could be because of the nature of what I do. I've been doing radio shows on health. I've been showing people how to heal their bodies using natural means, and even how to make their own remedies. I've been doing this for quite some time, over 40 years. So I've had a lot of success with people as far as helping them beat cancer, beating viral infections, beating some of the more prevalent things that, you know, have been plaguing people. So, I mean, that could be one speculation. Could be that my DNA could have been something they were looking at to target. Could have been that maybe it was my specific background, being Mediterranean. Could be because I was a man. I mean, there's all kinds of speculation as to the why they would target people. Those are some of the reasons that are on the forefront. If you have a certain specific DNA, maybe going after you. If you are, women are heavily targeted. They hit them in the head. They try to alter their thinking. They hit them in the genitalia very heavily. Men, depending on what you're doing in life, can also be an impact. A lot of computer programmers, a lot of technical people in computer programming are targeted very heavily, especially if they are involved in very high-end programming, very much get heavily targeted. You could be a certain color, certain race, certain ethnicity, certain religious belief system. You know, that could be the reason why you're targeted. There's really no rhyme or reason. I think primarily it's just a broad experiment that they're doing on everybody. The activation comes through the frequencies, your cell phone, cell towers, iPads, RF, ELFs, EMFs, AM, FM. Everybody's loaded with glyphosates, including Europe, which disables the body's immune system, which allows this material to take over into your system because you no longer have the proper bacteria or the minerals required to fight this off. So once you've been deactivated that way, then you become loaded, and then you become activated. It's a three-way assault.
Mm-hmm. What about Morgellons? What do you think about that?
Doesn't exist. It's all baloney. Morgellons is something that a person named way back in the day when they didn't know what we were really dealing with. And they gave it a pathological identity because it had a certain reaction. But at the time when they did this, they didn't really know what they were dealing with. They had no idea. They were even giving people a grape juice test to spit out to validate that you had a Morgellons, which was an inaccurate test. I even talked to the person who originated the test before she died. She agreed with me that it wasn't really a good way of doing it, because even the grape juice, the grapes are loaded with the nanofibers. So it wouldn't matter whether you spat water or not. If it had it in there, it would already indicate that you had it. So it was not an accurate test. Morgellons that they're talking about, they talk about all kinds of things, ropeworms and all these ludicrous things, black goo, which is another ridiculous thing too as well. The progenitor of that one wasn't really well-versed or well-researched. I think he was just more into some new age bullshit and try to propagate his new age bullshit through this. But if anybody actually did any real research on the black goo, they would understand that this was China that developed this back in 1956. It was a biological agent, a war agent that they were using against the Russians. because at the time the Russians and the United States were the only ones that had superiority in the nuclear arms race, and China was concerned about Russia because Russia was right in its backyard. Since they didn't have a countermeasure, they developed a means to teleport biological agents into the ionosphere to bring it back down in so it could hit its target and release its payload. And it was using basically a hydrogel liposome technology that they developed. That's where the black goo came from. It wasn't some sort of, you know, good goo, bad goo nonsense that this person propagated. He was a bit of an idiot. He still is, in fact. A lot of things that he's talking about, he has no clue on what he's referring to. So I don't adhere to a lot of these things. I've done my own research. Brian 396 and I have probably the leading cutting-edge guys on this stuff. There's another group down in New Zealand that are pretty good at what they're doing. They're showing you the incubation aspect of the nanobiology when it's inside a hydrogel technology, how it's incubated so that when it hits the ground, it releases its payload and starts immediately to assemble to reduce some of the health issues that everyone's dealing with today. So they're very close in on it as well. There's another guy in Canada, in Montreal, who's actually done some filming of it, showing you blowing it up, showing you its assembling processes or its attachment to the body. So there are some guys out there who are doing some really good work. These two obviously they're not in the forefront. In fact, they're kind of retarded. So the thing you got to look at is what this really is, how it's programmed, what it can carry, what it can do. I can create any kind of disease, any kind of mimetic inside your body with this stuff by attenuating the right frequency. I can reuse the Rife principles by programming the nanobiology or the synthetic biology to respond to a certain frequency, and it can look exactly like any pathology I want it to look like. You shouldn't use any Rife technology on it. You shouldn't use any spooky technology on it. You shouldn't use any electrical zapping technology on it or any kind of TENS technology. Any direct assault on this technology will cause it to have a creative morphology. It will change its structure and continue to then become more resistant to anything you throw at it. You cannot hit it with the same thing more than two or three times, and it will change and become and create its own defense mechanism against your assault. So this is why this is not a Morgellons. This is something completely different.
Mm-hmm. And what about using plasma, like for therapies? Is it okay?
If it's a direct assault, no. If you want to use an EMP or PMF, power EMF, pulse EMF, or anything like that, that will work, because basically how you have to deal with this is you have to actually turn off the programming. If you don't turn off the programming and assault it, it will then, with its own program, self-assemble, self-repair, and then replicate again with the new program to defend against whatever you're hitting it with. So anything that's going to be a direct assault, avoid, because anything direct will cause it, to become more proficient. It'll accelerate its assembly and accelerate its network.
Okay, so how to delete the program?
Matt, how would you delete a program with a cassette? How would you delete a program with a recording?
With the magnet.
Ah, getting it. But a magnet on its own was not enough, okay? Because you're dealing with a singularity, and let me explain the singularity so you get the idea what to do.
Okay.
When it lines up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J. 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1. So if you wipe out the programming with a pulse or a high powerful pulse, you now have wiped out the program. But each one of those particles have its own frequency. There are different sizes and different shapes, and they have their own charge. Now, if you hit them with an EMP one way, you got to hit them with a double EMP. In other words, you hit them where it's going. One's going down, one's going up, because the assembly of nano is bottom up, top down. So when they're in that sequence or that singularity, if you cause them to collide with each other, they take each other out. They create a massive explosion on a nanoscale, causing them to literally burn out. Now, as a result of that, then the body will release it because it's no longer able to assemble using your DNA, because now the program not only is gone, but you've caused a complete self-destruct on these particles. And as a result, then they'll start to expel. That's what you see here, because I've been experimenting with a new type of technology I'm developing, and I've had a major, major release out of my head, and it's, which is good, because they've come. I've seen the bots come out completely burnt. I've seen the fullerenes come out completely burnt. I've seen the nano cages come out completely burnt. I've seen the quantum dots come out completely burnt. I've seen the particle dust that's involved completely burnt or let go. I've seen the biofilm become crystallized. So this is working as far as, so it's still in prototype stages, but it's working.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is artificial intelligence related to nanotechnology somehow?
They're almost one and the same today.
Okay.
Now, artificial intelligence today is using DNA as an operating system. Okay. The United States right now has an artificial intelligence operating system operating fully on DNA. And they're using, I think, some carbon C60 involved with it in order to use it as a means of conductivity to transfer the data. But this network is operating at petaflop speeds, exaflops, petaflop speeds. In other words, it can do 50 million computations per second. And for it to grow or to develop any new memory, or if it needs new hardware, it just grows more DNA. Now, China is going to get one in 2020, and the United States is going to get a third one by 2021. I think by June of 2021, the Internet of Things will be in place, fully in place, and the concept of having cash, it will be a cashless society, and you will have to have been, by that time, included in its database. In other words, you'll be marked just like everything else is being marked. And without that mark, you will be unable to buy, sell, or do any kind of commerce, because everything will be completely integrated in these systems. So we don't have a whole lot of time. And nanotechnology, again, because everyone will have nano inside of their bodies, basically the AI can access these frequencies just like anything else. DNA emits a frequency. DNA operates as 400,000 programs per second. This thing operates as 50 million. It'll be able to overwrite anything. Elon Musk talks about putting a tether on the brain to be able to interface with the artificial intelligence, so that we won't be like a cat or a dog, that's his analogy, because this thing will be so advanced. But then once you put the tether on the brain, the AI will look at you as an external peripheral, and will see that you will need an upgrade, and will start to alter your whole alter everything about you on a DNA level. So now, instead of you being who you are as a person, you will be now an extension of an artificial intelligence. That's how dangerous that concept is. His idea is out to lunch. Any interface with AI will alter who you are. It's doing it right now with just a cell phone. The cell phone emits an EMF beam to slow down the EMF that's coming to it. So when you make a phone call, you're accessing a tower to send a ground wave. It doesn't come from a satellite. It's coming from a ground wave technology, which hits everything in its path. So anything that's in its path is now being hit. So your phone now emits a transmission as well to slow down the EMF coming into your phone to slow down the radiation. So when you are using your phone, even just being on you, it's emitting a frequency altering your brain waves, and you're not even aware of it. So just in that small scale, it's causing a problem or causing a change. On a bigger scale, it's going to cause a major, massive alteration on the DNA.
Can we do anything against it?
You can turn it off.
Okay, on a broader scale.
You have to turn it off on a broader scale. Okay, when you're talking, with Bitcoin, having these different places across the planet, Bitcoin was talking about having a network in every country.
Mm-hmm.
So if something was shut down in, say, Poland, you could go to the Ukraine, or you can go to Czechoslovakia or Hungary and continue operating. Even though the Bitcoin shut down in Poland, you can still operate there and operate for Poland. It's a network of sorts. Well, AI will be in every system in the world. And the only way you're going to be able to turn it off is by turning it off on every system. If there's one backup, one place where it can go to, it will continue to run the system. That's how dangerous this idea is as well. If you go watch a video, there's an excellent video out there by Jay Tuck, AI is Killing Us. He explains how a drone, an American drone, took off on its own without any orders from any military hierarchy, went into a targeted zone, wiped out the targeted zone, and then landed on an aircraft carrier in the ocean all by itself, because it had already figured out what to do, where to go, the most strategic way of doing it, and then came and got out of harm's way. It's operating the stock market. It's operating the banking system all over the planet. It's operating the military hardware, which that is alarming in itself. Okay, if you're telling it to help the planet reduce the cause of the problems on the planet in regard to environmental problems, guess who would get eliminated?
People.
Everybody.
Yes.
Everybody. So I think everybody needs to wake up on this reality. The idea of having a convenience because you have a cell phone on you is not necessarily, in my humblest opinion, a good idea to have. I don't think we even need the damn things, to be honest with you. We never needed them before. Now we're talking 5G. 5G is Li-Fi. That's laser technology. Okay. In your home, if you have any kind of LED lights, your home, that is emitting a blue beam frequency, which can now monitor every movement about you in your own home. You can be triangulated, and it can also send programming into you, into your brain, without you being aware of. When you go into a grocery store and it has a facial recognition program, that's blue beam technology. When you're with your cell phone activating, that's another form of blue beam technology. Your television, when they show you have Blu-ray television, that is a wave of blue beam coming at you to alter even the way you think. I wear the yellow lenses, as you see, because I'm blocking the blue beam frequency from my computer. When I go outside and I wear these lenses, I can look at the streetlights, and every streetlight is emitting a green hue, which means I blocked the blue beam coming from the streetlights. Our streetlights are all emitting blue beam frequency, so they can target and monitor you wherever you go, or even put a program into your head. When you go into the grocery stores, they are monitoring you with blue beam with the lights. They are also emitting a program because your brain can receive microwave transmissions. And you can put into the microwave a program which your brain will respond to. 85% of theft and stores are down because of that blue beam frequency, because they're programming people with that light without people being aware of it. So this is why we need to develop in our own right means to protect our autonomy, defense mechanisms that will block blue beam frequencies, block AI technologies, block nanobiology or synthetic biology, because your DNA, your mitochondria, your genetic code is on the line. In order for you to be healthy today, if you don't protect those things, those three things especially, you have nothing.
Okay, you are the only one who talks about this kind of stuff, or there are many other people? How is it?
Brian 396 talks about it as well. I'm probably the most vocal on it because I do radio shows and I do YouTube videos. Brian doesn't do those things, but he does. He's very much out there. Bye Bye Blue Sky is another one that's very much out there as well on this subject. And more people now, it's exploding now. My emails a year ago, if I got maybe 5 emails a month on the topic, that's all I'm getting. I get probably 10 to 15 emails a day, and I'm getting tons and tons of emails from targeted individuals, including from your country there in Poland. There's a lot of targeted individuals going on. And again, it's not hard to target anybody today with the blue beam technology, with the lights that you have in your home. You also have cymatic technology. People are hearing high pitches, hums, buzzes, all kinds of noises. Okay, this is also blue beam technology, but on a sonic level. Since sound moves slower than light, you hear it in that way. Now, over here in Canada, I stayed up 24 hours one day monitoring these frequencies. And I found that between 11 and 12 midnight, the pitch is strong. Between 2 and 4 in the morning, it doesn't matter what time zone, nobody's sleeping. Nobody across the planet. Because at that time zone, that's when everybody releases growth hormone or regenerative hormones in the body. And if you disrupt sleep at that point in time, then instead of releasing a growth hormone, we start releasing more cortisol. That's why it's getting harder and harder for some of the men to lose the weight or the mass around the midriff. At 5 to 8 in the morning, another strong wave of frequencies. 11 to 12 noon, 3 in the afternoon, 5 to 8 at night, 11 to 12 midnight, and the cycle is that way here. But between 2 and 4 in the morning, across the planet, nobody's sleeping. Nobody. Because of that pitch. So there are other people out there doing it. More and more people are now talking about it online. There's been more and more YouTubes. In fact, there was a guy that came out on the YouTube that was doing a testimony in the anti-nano bucket that I showed how people how to make. He used it. He explained what came out of his body. He's made 4 of them. He's been talking about his reaction. Another woman came out, and I told everybody had this on the skin. She went into she shows you her arm in the sun. You can't see the technology. She goes into a closet, uses a certain type of light, and her arm is loaded with it. And that's the way it is with everybody. We can't see it because the thing bends the light. It has stealth technology where it can bend the spectrum of light. And because the yellow spectrum is being filtered out with the chemtrails, okay, we cannot filter out a blue beam. We cannot put the blue spectrum of light, our eyes cannot filter out. That's why there's yellow in the sun. That's why there's red in the sun, because it helps neutralize the blue into our eyes. But because the yellow frequency is being filtered by the chemtrails, and because the light's being refracted by the chemtrails, if you've ever seen a rainbow in the sky, middle of the day with no clouds, that's the chemtrail particulates refracting the light. We are being hit with waves of light, not particles of light. We filter out particles, not waves. So when we get hit with those waves, it also affects that nano that's in our skin because we can't see it because the way they bend the light. Altering the effect of the light, causing the nano to proliferate and causes us to break down. This is why there's such a big demand of having more vitamin D, because of the refracted light and the light we're using indoors. And that, too, can be a very dangerous precedent, taking too much vitamin D, because it can bring on a heart attack. So you got to be careful with what you're listening to with these gurus out there, because a lot of them don't have a clue what they're talking about in regard to the vitamin D as well.
Okay, so wrapping up, please tell us the major bullet points of how to stay healthy. What to do? What can we do in today's environment, today's world?
Wear a suit of armor. Go to Walmart, buy a suit of armor. No. Number one, when you go to bed at night, ground yourself. Make sure your house is a direct ground. Mm-hmm. Wear a couple grounding straps if you have to. I wear one on my head with a copper mesh, which discharges the brain from any buildup of the frequencies. I wear one on my ankles. I wear one on my wrists. Number two, understand how to create a toroidal field. Put that in your room. That magnetic bubble will deflect frequencies. Number three, shield your room, okay? Put aluminum shielding on the room. That will block microwave, but you must ground the shielding. It has to be grounded, because if you don't ground the shielding, what winds up happening is the aluminum will get charged up like a capacitor. Now you're inside of a capacitor getting more charged up, so it has to have someplace to go. Number four, eat high levels of saturated fat, not omega-3. Do not use any omega-3 whatsoever. That's all bullshit. That's designed to break down the cellular matrix and cause the myelin sheath to break down, making you more vulnerable to frequencies. You need to use saturated fat, cream, butter, ghee, butter oil, coconut butter, lanolin, cocoa butter, MCT oil, tallow, lard. These are the fats that are required to keep the cells and maintain their integrity. Okay, it's very important that you use those fats. Eliminate all grains. Every grain you're consuming, if it's coming from the United States and Canada especially, will be loaded with the nano. Nano silica will be in there, probably nano silver as well. And they'll have smart dust, smart tags, smart sensors in these grains. They'll be embedded in there. Okay. If you start pulsing your body using EMF pulses, especially if you pulse your pelvic region, you may void out of your body high levels of smart dust and smart particles. They'll come out in a looking grayish, bluish, blackish color, and it will load your toilet when you disengage it. So these are some of the things you can do.
You said nano silver, so you mean that colloidal silver is not good?
No, there's a difference. Colloidal silver is not nano silver.
Okay.
The shit they're selling in the health food industry, that's nano silver. That causes castration of the male testicles. A titanium dioxide, cadmium, nano silver wipe out male testicles. It violates, goes right past the blood barrier of the testicles, causing literal shredding of the seminal fluid tubes that carry the semen. That's not something you should be using. Colloidal silver is on a micron size level. Okay, that will work.
Okay.
Their argument is it will go into the cell and kill whatever's in the cell. That's a lot of bullshit. The micron will attach to the outside of the cell, releasing a charge, killing what's ever in the cell, causing it to break up, and then get removed out of the body. The nanosilver doesn't leave the body, just like the carbon C60. It doesn't leave the body either. Anything nano doesn't leave the body that easily. It can actually store in the spleen, the spine, the brain, the liver, in the tissues. Nanosilica embeds into the skeletal system, the skeletal tissue, causing the skeletal system to break down. And because of the way it assembles and it grows, it doesn't even need a frequency. It does it naturally. It's what it does on its own. So when you're talking colloidal silver, okay, when I talked to some of the Baltic people, they said back in the old days, when it would rain, the churches would collect the rain and put a silver cross in the water.
Yes.
And leave it there for about a week. That is a colloidal silver. That's on a micron level, okay? If you release it through electricity, that's an ionic silver, which all the silvers that you're buying today are all ionic. They're all using an electrical charge. Now, depending on how strong you make the charge, you can make it either colloidal and as far as a micron size, or you can make it nano. And then when you're making it nano, it actually destroys the body, not builds the body. And you should never, ever use colloidal silver every day. Colloidal silver should be used sporadically, only as a last-ditch resort, and only if for short interim periods. You're better off using copper, copper chloride, copper sulfate in a liquid form, far superior to silver on every level. Your body uses the copper, needs the copper, and you balance it with zinc, or like a zinc chloride or some form of zinc, because you have to have both. And by putting them both together, this SOD, which elevates the glutathione, which again keeps the brain, the eyes, the lungs, and the liver in the highest functionality. That's what you should be using, not this crap they're selling in the health food store. Like I said, I talk about my shows on Podbean. I got a show at independence.podbean.com. And I say all the time, don't get caught up with goofy guru-itis. Now, don't follow these gurus, these doctors in the health food industry. 95% of what you're hearing from these guys are idiots. They're just selling you product, and that's all they're selling you.
Okay, what about water? How can we clean water? What kind of filters or whatever else?
The only ones I tell people to use is distilled or reverse osmosis, because these are the only two that reduces nano by up to 95-97%. Okay, the rest of them, these clustered waters and these other waters, I think a lot of them are just gimmickry. The one guy, one person had bought this water system that was supposed to create this clustering in water, and they were using quartz, which is silica. So that silica gets into the body and starts to assemble. So it's not the best thing to do. Like I said, you've got to really be careful and distinguish the difference between these metals and minerals that your body needs. And you got to be able to distinguish the size of it. If anything nanometallic is poisonous, I don't care what anybody tells you, anything on a nanoscale that's metallic, iodine, copper, zinc, calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium, selenium, any metal on a nanoscale will kill you one way or another or cause cancers. On a micron level, they benefit you because your cells have an opening that will receive things on a micron size. Anything on a nano size, literally, you can have up to 100,000 nanoparticles in one cell, which causes the cell to die. The DNA of the cells then is being utilized for its construct. The proteins of the cells are being used for its construct, and it serves no purpose other than to further the assembly. So think terms micron over nano.
Okay. What about breathing HHO gas?
What you do with that, that's another retarded product. What happens is when you get hit with terahertz frequencies, you're getting hit with a duality of radiation, infrared and microwave. And what it does is it goes into the body, you don't feel it go in, and it targets the water molecule in your body, releasing the hydrogen. The hydrogen acts as a conductor, and it amplifies the damage that the terahertz frequency will do. So this HHO nonsense that they're selling is another hijack like the C60 to amplify frequency activity inside your system to cause further damage to your mitochondria and your genetic code. Don't get sucked in to stupid. That's what these things are.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I asked you the list of good things. What can we do for our health? Maybe something else, because I stopped you at some point. Did you miss something?
Well, your food. You pretty well got all your food. I said no grains, saturated fat. You can eat animal proteins. The animals will filter out some of it, but it still will be embedded in some of the protein. You're still going to get it that way. Vegetables, if they're not root-based, you're going to get loaded. There's no way in the world you can eat a root-based, surface-based vegetable and not have the saturation of the particle right into the DNA of the plant, especially if they're using the same technology in Europe, which they are as they are over here, using smart dust, smart tags, or smart sensor technology. That's embedded into the DNA of the plant. You cannot get rid of that. You'll consume it. It will embed itself into the intestinal tract. It will embed itself into the lining. Any frequency then can affect it, it can affect any kind of change. Almost every gut issue in the colon is tied to grain or glyphosate poisoning, as well as smart sensor poisoning as well. So when you start using these kind of PMF devices or any kind of pulsing device that you can put, especially in that area, do not be surprised what comes out your backside. Okay, when you use the sodium thiosulfate to pull out this material, again, do not be surprised at the wires and the particulates that come out of your backside. It will amaze you. That stuff has been sitting in most people for decades. Decades. Okay, and it will be coming out. The any kind of potato, sweet potato, celery root, dandelion root, nettle root, beets, garlic, onion, okay, anything under carrot, parsnip, these things grow under the ground, used. There would be some argument saying that they absorb more of the pesticides from the soil. If you're buying from a farmer that you know is raising stuff without using chemicals, buy direct.
Yes.
I buy my meat and my dairy direct from a farm. I don't buy that at the store. I will buy yogurt at the store because over here we have like probably 8 or 9 different brands of yogurt that have the fat in it, some up to 10 to 15 grams of fat. The more fat, the better. Even with the kefir, even with the muschlanka that you consume over there, the higher the fat, the better. Okay. The yogurts that are zero fat, that's high sugar. Nanotechnology, nanobiology feeds on carbon. So again, if you're going to take any kind of sugar, maple syrup, birch tree syrup, honey is loaded with nano. If the bees are pollinating the plants will be loaded. It will be in the honey, just so you know. I haven't figured a way to filter that out yet without damaging the honey, because once you heat the honey beyond a certain point, it loses its effect. But it may have to come to the point where we may have to use some kind of filtration system. Or the next project I'm going to be working on with these fields and these coils is to depolarize or degauss the nano in the food, and then using some form of sulfur with the food so that it will bind with the metal to pull it out, or some kind of chelating agent to pull it out. And I think that's the only thing we can do at this stage. You cannot avoid it. There's nothing you can do to avoid it, but you can neutralize it. And that's how you have to start thinking today. Unless you're growing stuff indoors, aquaponic, hydroponic, box gardens, pot gardens, you know, little pots, whatever, or in some barn garden or greenhouse, you are going to be exposed. It's no way around it. Even the European ministries of health have stated unequivocally that all the organics have been neutralized by the chemtrails. Whatever gain you got from the organics, the chemtrails have neutralized it. So you have to start thinking they are out to eliminate whoever they're going to eliminate. And if you're not aware of what's going on, much done.
Okay, I think it's enough for the first lesson. Thank you a lot. You have hundreds of recordings on YouTube, as I saw. So someone who wants to get more knowledge from you can learn English, if doesn't speak English, and then watch your lessons.
Well, you can go on my website, and I have a translator on my website.
Okay.
Okay, and so they can hit the translator. I think about 20 languages will translate. It's not the best thing, but it'll give them some idea. And even on my site, if they want to look at the nano information, there's all kinds of it there, and they can just translate that into, for instance, Polish or whatever language they speak. So, and the site is at the end of the videos, augmentenforce.com or augmentenforce.tiftywebs.com. They can go there. And if they want to be current with the information, I do have a radio show I do, which I transfer on Podbean, independs.podbean.com. They can tune in. I do shows every week, and I keep everybody current on what's going on with the nano, what they're doing with it, how they're affecting it. I talk in terms of artificial intelligence as well. This will go a long way getting them caught up to speed. Everybody needs to get caught up. Okay, whatever isolation or whatever concepts you may have had, you're not 1970 anymore. We're in 2018, and that's where everybody has to get caught up to, where we're at. What we had back then, in your country, things may be a little different, may still have better food quality or whatever, but it's not going to stay that way. And if they're advancing 5G here and over there, you could bet your backside that they're going to bring everybody on the same page sooner or later.
Yes.
So you got to start being aware of this. You know, start being aware that this is not going to be just an isolated thing in North America or in Europe. This is global. Because I get calls from every part of the planet with targeted individuals: India, China, Australia, New Zealand, Ukraine, Spain, France, Germany, United Kingdom, Italy, everywhere, the Caribbean, across Canada, U.S. It's a daily call, you know, with this. So this is already going on globally. So get prepared. And, you know, like I said, the information is free. All the information is free. There's no charge. Just go and get whatever you need. Use it, and share it.
Super. Thank you a lot for sharing with us your knowledge.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. You have a good day. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.